Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 20:8. A king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes. Because kings of old had absolute authority to decide for life or death, it was fearful even to be in the presence of a king. Even Esther, the queen, went into the court knowing that her life was at risk, because anyone entering the court uninvited would be put to death except those to whom the king would extend his golden scepter. Esther loved God's people, and she chose to go into the presence of the king, in spite of the law's consequences, saying, "If I perish, I perish." Living under that kind of absolute authority taught much about the power of the word. In our culture today, we do not know the importance of word. Word is disdained in favor of feelings, emotions, and image. When one's word is given, it is not given with the expectation that it will be carried out literally, but instead perhaps it may, hopefully it may, maybe something will result resembling the word given. Having little power behind the word ensures that the word is not elevated as it should be. In order for anything to be established as true, the authority behind it must be clear. For example, God's word is clear as to what authority structure is to be in the home. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Colossians 3:18-20. And respect for properly established authorities must be taught to the children, with the understanding that they are God's ministers and accountable under His rule. Fear of using authority is prevalent these days, as if using authority is equated with being better than another. But that is the wrong idea of authority. There is an intense move toward the removal of inequalities and differences among men, and with this removal comes the belief that authority should also be equal. Authority, however, is not tied to equality, but to responsibility. God, being responsible for everything, has all authority and all power to execute that responsibility. You cannot make someone responsible without giving them the authority to ensure that those responsibilities are carried out. Such is a king. A king is made to have great majesty in his countenance, wearing a crown and carrying a scepter, announcing one who is greatly responsible, and therefore has great authority. A king's eyes, as he sits on the throne of judgment, are to project that authority. Authority is to be so respected as to promote truth and to condemn evil. So we are to so fear the Lord, whose eyes are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Proverbs 15:3. This is the pattern to be observed by those in authority. Their eyes are to be in every place of their responsibility, beholding the evil and the good. As the king who sits in the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes, so too must anyone given authority by God develop the use of his eyes to project that authority. David recorded the mind of God when he wrote, "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye." Psalm 32:8. The eye is a powerful device, and it is given to project authority. It is to be in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Fathers, mothers, teachers, supervisors, and pastors are to project their authority with the eye, condemning evil and promoting good. Supervision means a vision that is super. Supervision is the ability to see everything that is going on. Supervision means to behold the evil and the good and to act accordingly. A teacher who is a seeing teacher will have a class where evil will scatter and good will result. A seeing teacher, one who has eyes all around his or her head, has less trouble in the class because evil loves to exist in a blind place. Evil looks for a place without eyes. It loves darkness and chooses not to operate where it is seen. Projecting authority with the eye can be done by a person who believes the Word of God. A person who does not use his God-given authority is a faithless person, for he refuses to use that which is given to carry out his responsibilities. A father who does not accept his appointment as the leader in the home, using authority given him by God, shows unbelief in the authority of God's Word. Our proverb is given to show us how authority can be exercised. Growing in the use of authority will bring one to simply command by the use of the eye. Mothers who believe God's Word, fathers who gladly take on the role that God has ordained, can scatter evil simply by the use of the eye. But those who see Father's eye, those who feel the piercing of mother's eye, have been taught that authority is of God, and to Him they are ultimately accountable.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.